The PD-L1 testing is interesting because this really comes from the FDA approval of atezolizumab and nab-paclitaxel from the IMpassion 130 data, where the patients who benefited from the addition of atezolizumab were those who had tumor immune cells, so not the tumor cells, but tumor immune cells that were positive for PD-L1 using this Ventana SP142 antibody. And the patients who were defined as positive were 1% or greater. And so far in the analysis of the patients on those trials, we haven't seen a difference based on, you know, 3+ versus 2+ versus 1+ or, you know, higher percentage of positivity. So 1% or more was categorized as positive. And in those patients, we saw an improved survival, as you know, with the addition of atezolizumab. So this testing was done because the patient actually was more than a year from her adjuvant paclitaxel treatment. And so she would have been eligible for IMpassion 130. And doing PD-L1 testing tells you whether or not a patient would be eligible to receive atezolizumab.
I want you to go through those data and sort of what you think it means. But before we get to that, just again, to take a step back looking at this patient, I'm gathering she was asymptomatic, no pulmonary symptoms, but this imaging sounds a little bit scary. Like, were you concerned that maybe it was going to blow up into lymphangitic disease or something that would be a real problem?
You know, lymphangitic spread, obviously we hate, right? This is a terrible consequence of metastatic disease. But having lung nodules and mediastinal adenopathy doesn't make me worry too much about lymphangitic spread. Mainly, we were worried about the nodes. And in fact, her lung nodules weren't that big. I mean, the biggest nodule was, you know, on the PET CT was 1.3 centimeters. You can see a lot of little nodules and people can do pretty well with it for quite a while. Sometimes the adenopathy is a bigger issue because it causes compression of the bronchii or blood vessel compression or clots. So, you know, she really was asymptomatic, so I wasn't too worried about it right at that moment. And we know we're going to give chemo because we don't have another option first line. I wasn't going to give checkpoint inhibitor alone, especially with the IMpassion 130 data. So, you know, I think the chances she would respond to chemotherapy alone was pretty good. The issue here is duration of response.
And we didn't mention, but when she was initially diagnosed in 2015, she had adjuvant dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel. Did she have any residual neuropathy that was evident at the time that she had the metastatic disease?
She really doesn't at all. I mean, it's really fortunate. She did not have neuropathy. I think that because I didn't give her the original adjuvant chemotherapy, she said that during the paclitaxel, she had some tingling in her fingertips and toes, but it had completely resolved weeks after the end of her treatment. And it only came back when we gave her a number of cycles of nab-paclitaxel.